Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
Tell these kids to get the fuck out of here.
Why?
Because they fucking suck. They're not supposed to be here. Kids don't belong listening to this shit because we got you on here and you're a fucking pedophile. And we'll agree to disagree. Tell them to get the fuck out.
Fine by me. Okay, get the fuck out, kids.
Hey, Christian?
What?
Who's a shaggy-looking motherfucker in my back seat?
Pedophile.
Hey, pedophile, what's your name?
What's up? My name is...
Your name is Sup?
My name's Sup, and I'm glad to be here.
Sup. What was that?
Holy shit, dude, it's gonna be a shitty episode for me, man. Oh, dude, let's just fucking get to the sitcom shit. Let's just talk about it. Let's discuss it. Let's discuss it.
Yo!
Welcome. What's up?
Back to another episode of the Bomb Blast Podcast with Canicar.
Bomb Blast. Bomb Blast in your ass.
Today we are discussing.
Just kidding.
Our top 10 what?
Favorite. Top 10 favorite. Sitcoms. Live studio audience sitcoms.
We have a special guest today. He's known as Dick Handy.
Mr. Fucking Don't Do Snow Angels in a Cow Pasture himself.
Denim Dick Disease Boy.
Denim AKA Dick Disease.
Big Jim.
Little Dick Handy.
He's one of our co-stars in Blue Ridge Boys, this Big Jim. He's the cockfighter guy.
Say hello, Little Dick.
Hello.
All right, so... Okay.
All right.
Starting off this top 10 is going to be old Rick himself.
No, Rick. Richard.
Richard. I know, I call him Rick.
Rich would technically.
Rick. Rich. Ricky.
Okay, slobber.
You have no honorable mentions?
Mm. All right. No. He said one earlier. What was your honorable mention? What was your, like, it could have made your top 10. But it didn't.
Could have.
Yeah. You said it well ago.
Probably iCarly would have to be.
Why?
Explain it. Explain why, please.
I mean, that was a great show. I mean, you know, with a live audience. And, you know, in the comedy.
The live audience and the comedy. Comedy, like a sick.
That's it? That's
it? And she thought that bologna was like... ham, so.
What the fuck? So that's why, it's one of your favorite sitcoms.
I mean, he is the bologna chocolate eating gravy ketchup guy.
Ketchup?
Yeah.
So iCarly because of the bologna.
Yeah.
Not because of the show, but because bologna is a mainstay in that show.
All right, so, okay. What's your number 10?
Yeah, what's your number 10?
Number 10?
Yeah.
Would have to be Mr. Mayor.
You're not even looking at your list.
I put what's on there.
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, what the fuck is Mr. Mayor?
Please explain the plot.
It's got Ted Danza, and he becomes the mayor of a town.
I've never heard of a show called Mr. Mayor.
Let me guess.
With Tony Danza.
He said Ted.
Ted Danza, whatever. Tony Danza.
That's the whole plot?
Yeah, pretty much.
How many episodes was the show?
It's only like one season, so.
Oh, that's great. That's a great show. Damn.
Anyway.
Okay, moving on to who wants to go, me or you?
You can go.
All right, my number 10.
Mine's, my number 10 is kind of It's not going to be good to you guys.
Okay, I'm going to say my number 10 is Boy Meets World.
What's your honorable mentions?
Oh, shit.
Spoiler alert, guys.
All right, this is what I wrote down.
You can be whatever you
want
to be.
Honorable mentions. Now, this show was okay back in the day, and I went back and watched it recently and realized I don't like it as much as I did when I was younger.
I hope it's not on my top 10.
But Martin.
Oh, God.
And then, all right.
Can't stand it.
Courting the Gym.
That's a good one.
Rodney.
Never heard of it.
Rodney Carrington sitcom.
Never heard of it.
It didn't last long. It was pretty good. I put Seinfeld on there.
I can't stand Seinfeld.
Hated it when I was a kid.
I can't get it. I can't get it.
Seinfeld was good.
Well, don't spoil anything if it's on your fucking list. Mm-hmm. But I just never could stand it.
2 and a Half Men.
Love it.
All right.
Which one?
Huh? Before Ashton Kutcher?
Before Kutcher?
All right. Do you like Married with Children? Married with Children.
Yes.
Okay.
Not enough to be in my top.
That's on my list.
As an honorable mention.
Honorable mentions, but slash, I think it's called Happily Ever After or Happily Never After. It was made by the same people. It's damn near the same show.
It's like a ripoff?
But it's made by the same people. And the only difference is the dad character, like, he goes down this basement's random sections of the show, and he has this, like, imaginary, like, stuffed animal that he actually talks to, and in the show, that it talks back.
See, I feel like I've heard somebody... Is it a rabbit?
Yes.
I feel like I've seen it.
I've told you about it before.
I think I've seen the fucking show, but okay. It's not... What's the word I'm looking for?
Like, it's just kind of like, you're not sure?
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I think... That, or I'm getting it confused with Sabrina the Teenage Witch. It's not Sabrina. The bitch is talking to the cat.
It's not Sabrina. Anyway, that was my honorable mentions, and my number 10 spot goes to Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World's good. Have you seen Girl Meets World?
I've seen the clips of it of where people came back. And fun fact, the only character that did not come back, you remember the Rachel the redhead that Corey's brother, Eric, was like trying to get with, and so was Jack, Sean's brother, and they have an apartment. Well, her real name is Maitland Ward, and she is now a porn star.
Oh, wow. So that's why she didn't come back.
She's the only character. They talked about her at some point. It's like, oh, we used to fight over a redhead. And it's like, yeah, I remember that. And that's pretty much the only mention they ever had of her. Yeah. Even Angela, the black girl that Sean got with, she even came back for one episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Topanga.
I didn't watch the show, but I seen the clips of the people that came back.
It was a pretty good show to be a Disney show.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day, they didn't really it was more like a TGIF kind of thing.
But why Boy Meets World? Yeah, to go into that.
That's something I like growing up.
Okay.
All right, your turn. Number 10. Or your honorable mentions. Number 10.
Honorable mentions. Something that not a lot of people watch, I guess. Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
Yeah.
That was a good show. That was a funny show to me, I reckon. According to Jim was on my honorable mentions.
Uh-huh.
King of Queens.
Uh-huh. Oh, I should have put that on mine.
Was a good one. Mm-hmm. Fuck, I didn't write this one down, but I can't. Hold on, give me just a second.
That's good stuff.
I can't remember it. Oh, it's not the one I'm talking about now, but Married with Children is also on my... Like honorable mentions. I'm sure there's some that I'm forgetting.
I own a lot of TV shows.
But my number 10, and it's probably going to piss you off, but I, you know what? Fuck it. It's a show called Mom. You ever seen it?
No.
It's got the blonde-headed girl from Scary Movie.
Oh, Anna.
Anna Faris.
Yeah.
She's the lead in it.
Wait, is that the one where her and her mom lived together?
Yeah, and they're like, they were alcoholics.
Yeah, I've seen that. I heard something. That's pretty funny.
That's a good-ass show.
I think about one funny show that's kind of like newer. Well, I say newer. It's probably been in a couple years. Is Two Broke Girls.
Oh, my God. That's such a good fucking show.
I forgot about that.
God, I'm going to say that's on the honorable mention. Because me and Dad used to wait for that show to come on and watch it.
I don't think about much new shit. Like, I always like, my favorite ones are older ones.
Yeah.
All right, Lee. Throw out that number 9.
What was his number 10?
What was your number 10?
Oh, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
Some shit I ain't never heard of before.
Number 9.
Okay, number 9 would have to be That 70s Show.
That's
that. God damn it, I didn't put that on my list. I don't know why. I totally fucking bypassed that one earlier. I knew I was forgetting something. That's not on my list, but that should have been there. Fuck me.
That's I agree wholeheartedly. Maybe I don't agree with where you placed it, but it's each person's perspective.
Dude, I was sitting here thinking about my shit, too, and I literally was like, I had my number 4 and 5 spots out, and I was like, damn, I know there's something I like. And I didn't put any... Dude, I knew I was missing something.
Oh, I failed to mention that mine are in order. Look. Mine are in order.
I'm going to scratch number 10 out, Boy Meets World, put that in honorable mentions, and put that 70 show in the number 10 spot. Like, it should go up higher, but, you know, since I forgot it. Okay.
Wholeheartedly.
So, Lee, what'd you say? That 70 show?
Yeah.
Why do you like that 70 show?
No, who's your favorite character?
Who's my favorite character? Fez would have to be my favorite character.
I don't know. I was like Hyde.
I liked Hyde. I don't know.
He was okay.
Kutcher was the he was my favorite.
I like Tommy. I like fucking Tommy Chalmers' character.
He said, "Aliens are real, man, and we're the freaking cattle, man."
I like the one where it's like, "Man, I seen an or what did he say?" He said, "I seen a spaceship once, man. He told me I was gonna have a good year."
Dude, he owns that tape shop or whatever, or the A-Tracks or whatever, cassette, whatever the fuck it is.
My number 9 spot goes to Kenan and Kel.
Fuck! I didn't put that on my fucking list.
Kenan and Kel. I don't know. Like, I literally...
Orange soda.
My number 9 spot has, like, 2 crossouts on it, and then Kenan and Kel is, like, in that spot. Orange I need soda, that man. Show. It's on the CBS app.
I know. I've seen it.
I need to get that. Okay. I love Kenan and Kel, dude. When I was a kid... Like, Good Burger.
Good Burger. Home of the Good Burger.
All that was okay, but I didn't really catch on to all that. Like, I was already into Kenan and Kel before I realized what all that was.
You know, the dude that plays Kel is on another show on Disney now? Or Nickelodeon?
Kel Mitchell?
Yeah, he's like a dad.
He's the dad character of the... I forgot what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
It's like the kid's a rapper or something.
What's your number 9 spot?
My number 9 is 2 and a Half Men.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
And... I watched it when Ashton Kutcher came into it, but...
God, I hate where that show went.
Because I like Ashton Kutcher. He's one of my favorite...
They turned that show and, like, pretty much...
My favorite...
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
My top 2 actors of all time, to me, like... I say me, but I'm younger, so and I'm talking about, like, things I've seen. Whatever, Dax Shepard and Ashton Kutcher. Those are 2 of my favorite actors. Like, I've seen a lot of their movies. Dude, I just fucking thought of a movie I didn't put on my top 10 list, and I'm pissed off.
Movie?
Yes.
Like, 2 podcasts ago?
Yes.
What?
Without a Paddle.
That's a pretty good movie.
That's a good-ass movie.
Okay.
What is that song they were singing when they had to cuddle under the cave? Do you remember?
I can't remember.
All
dude, right, you Lee. Haven't talked much back there.
Taking it in.
Taking what in?
Us?
What are you taking in? I'm taking it in the butt?
No, I'm observing.
Observing what?
You lean up. Be a part of it. God dang, you're back there like...
Speak up.
Come here, you Amish. Come here, Jebediah. Amish don't listen to podcasts.
Right? I don't know, Lee. Does your kind listen to podcasts?
I'm not Amish.
Are you not?
No.
Are you sure?
No, but I know a bunch.
Where?
They're from Stanton.
Shut the fuck up. All right.
Number 8.
What's your number 8 spot?
The Full House.
The Full House?
Full House.
Nah, okay. Now, let's clarify.
Okay.
You have to clarify.
Doke?
The Full House or the new one, Fuller House?
Well, I mean, I like both of them.
Separate. They're separate.
Well, yeah. I mean, I like both of them, but Full House would have to be
the first
number
one?
8.
Okay. I don't like Full House.
I love Full House. I have to agree. I've agreed twice with Lee so far, so I'm surprised.
I like Full House.
I'm sorry.
I've never liked Full House. I cannot. There's one episode
you
I
know
did
who
like.
Lee reminds me of on the Full House?
No.
Like a weird...
Mary-Kate?
That's a child.
I mean...
No, like a weird... A like an even... No. Fuck no.
He gonna try to pick the coolest character. Thank you, Christian. You remind me of Uncle Jesse, man. No. John Stamos.
No, dude, like a weirder version of Uncle Joey. Hmm. Hmm. I mean, like, he's goofy, but like if he was like an awkward motherfucker, he's shaking his head yes right now as I'm saying it.
Do you agree with that?
I guess.
Who do you think you're most like on the Full House? He's gonna say John Stamos.
Nah, I don't.
DJ
Bob Saget. Bob Saget.
Stephanie.
Anyway,
pick. Who are you? If you're a Full House character and you get to pick and one that resembles your personality, who are you?
I was gonna say Uncle Jesse.
No, you don't sing. Your hair is shit right now. You don't.
I'm kind of cramped my hand.
Dude, you're fucking. If you're anybody, you're.
I'm Uncle Jesse.
I'm Uncle Jesse.
You're the. You're the unseen neighbor.
Do you see how far away you are from the microphone?
Oh, God. Now you're in my ear.
It'll be all right. All right.
I'm going to punch you, Lee.
All right. You're number 8.
God damn it. I'm going to hit him, dude.
Don't hit him. Number 8.
So awkward.
James.
Oh, my number 8. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
This that low?
Number 8. Yes.
Yeah, I feel like we're all going to agree on something.
But it's a 10. It's a top 10, though, so that's not that bad.
Yeah.
Better than men over here like, I like designing women.
Designing women?
Yes.
What is that?
It's a show.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. No. Lee, is Designing Women a show?
What is it?
I've never seen it.
Is it like a weird science?
I know my gay uncle likes it. Hey, Lee, what's Designing Women about?
I don't know, but I know it's a show, though.
Have you never seen it?
I've never seen it.
Damn, I'm surprised. Anyway, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
My number 8 is Fuller House.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, fuck you, man. I like Full House.
Okay, so...
Fuller House is my number 8. Because I like to see things. Like, as I've watched all of Full House. And then when Fuller House came out, I binge-watched every fucking season of it. Because it just... The story correlates over and all the characters come back. Like, there's not... The only people that don't come back is Mary-Kate and...
Yeah. I mean, technically, just one had to come back.
Yeah, but neither one of them did.
Dude, all right. If that's the thing, then... All right, you like shows or like sequel series?
Yes.
So...
That's why I watched the Ashton Kutcher 2.5 Men, but I didn't like it that much. But really, Fuller House,
that was
I loved it.
That wasn't really like a 2.5 Men. It was just the other
scenes. I know, but you get what I'm saying. Like, I didn't stop watching it because...
Did you ever watch... I like prequel shows, dude. Like Young Sheldon to Big Bang Theory.
I love Young Sheldon.
But Young Sheldon's not a sitcom, but, you know, or it is a sitcom, but it's not a, like, a studio audio sitcom. All right, so whose turn is it? I said Fresh Prince.
It'll be my turn next?
Yeah.
Okay, my number 7 probably have to be...
You said Fuller House.
Yeah, Fuller House.
Okay, I know you went. Yeah. So irrelevant to me, the show is.
Fuck you.
So, my next one has to be Becker.
Pecker?
I said Becker. I said Becker.
What the fuck is Becker?
You never watched
that? Black and Decker Pecker Erector.
No.
Pecker Erector?
I said Becker. He really was a doctor. Pecker
Erector 4000. What did
he do? He was a doctor.
He was a doctor.
He was a... He was a
like a doctor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a proctologist?
Explain. Your job, if we don't know it.
What did he do?
Like, what's the show about? Explain the plot of the show.
I pretty much know he was
From beginning to end.
From beginning to the end, he was a doctor. That's pretty much all I remember is he was a doctor.
That's one of your top 10 shows. Man, yeah. Your old fucking. I'm like, oh, you mean Dr. Phil?
Yeah.
Same thing. Doogie Howser, PMD.
Doogie Howser.
MD.
Whatever. Dick Van Dyke Show.
Is a show by a doctor. I mean Scrubs.
No, but Scrubs was good.
That's yeah. That's a good. That's a non-live audience TV sitcom that may make my top 10 when we do that.
Yeah,
I've seen every episode.
Okay, so Becker, Dr. Becker.
Yeah, Dr. Becker.
What does he do?
Becker PhD.
Tell me the plot of it. You gotta tell me the plot.
I don't remember the plot. I just know he's a doctor. That's all I know.
Like ER.
No, he wasn't an ER doctor. He was like a physician,
like a physician.
Yeah,
like, he wasn't a doctor. He was a physician.
What kind of physician? Like, did he study? Like, what did he study?
I mean, making eye contact with me. I don't like it.
What did he study?
Maintained eye contact.
It's been a long time since I've seen it. I just know he was a doctor.
Moving on. Okay. You're number seven.
My number seven. Dinosaurs.
Not the mom and not the
Okay, it's almost hard to say that's a sitcom, but technically it kind of... I don't remember there being any laugh tracks or nothing on it, so it might not count, but then again, it's filmed the same way.
Facts.
So, do I count that?
I'll allow it. Never watched it. I just know they die.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
I got that show. You've never seen that show?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I've watched it, but I haven't watched
it. It's on Disney Plus, but I say pull that shit up
I
now.
I haven't watched it through and through.
Fuck this podcast.
I haven't watched it through and through, but I just know they die.
It's good.
They die right, in the last episode.
That's a good one. The fucking baby and dad's relationship shit is always the funniest shit. Right. Dude, the baby reminds me of a certain someone we work with.
Donald.
Shut the fuck up.
It's already out there. We just did a whole fucking story time.
We didn't do that one. Yes, we did. Okay, it reminds me of a certain someone. It's not Donnie Not Nelson.
Not Donnie Not Nelson.
AKA Freddy Fourskin.
Okay, my number seven, I don't think y'all are gonna have that on the I don't think y'all are gonna have it on y'all's list because I feel like y'all haven't thought about it, but I feel like you've watched it and maybe enjoyed it. At least Lee anyway. So How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, I kind of seen clips. I've never really actually sat and watched it.
I accidentally got hooked into it.
Is that the one with Neil Patrick Harris?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought so. Yeah, I've seen clips. I've seen little bits and pieces of it.
It's also got, what the fuck's his name? The dude that played, you ever seen Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Mm-hmm.
The Sarah Marshall's husband, their boyfriend, the one that was fucking Mila Kunis.
Yeah, I think, I don't know.
Anyway, How I Met Your Mother is a good-ass show. If you've never watched How I Met Your Mother and you want to be dedicated to finding out the answer, How I Met Your Mother. Because you eventually find out, and I'm not going to spoil that for you, but you're going to be surprised.
It's a good-ass liquid right here.
Let me taste it. Are you drinking out of the hole?
Nope.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm going to drink out the hole. Can I drink out the hole?
You're breaking my
balls. Did you put any sugar in it? Is it a cappuccino?
I didn't put nothing in it.
You didn't put nothing in it.
Put your lips on my cup. Shut the fuck up, Lee.
Dude. That tastes like pancake syrup.
I got... That's not good. I got two different flavors.
What'd you get?
The cinnamon... Cinnabon cinnamon roll cappuccino and the French vanilla is like half and half.
Did you put two whole cappuccinos in there?
I put what?
Did you put two whole cappuccinos?
It's one cup.
I know, but how did you do two?
I pushed a button, let it fill halfway up, and then I pulled that bitch back, put it under another one, pushed the button. What the fuck do you want me to tell you?
I just wanted the ratio.
I didn't go to the fucking hills of Columbia and harvest the fucking bean.
Oogabooktoogoo. You're number six, Richard.
Okay.
God, people are going to hate you in this podcast. Because you're just sitting back there breathing fucking heavy like my 600-pound life. You're number six.
My number six would have to be The Office.
That's not a sick...
I don't think we can consider that a live audience sitcom.
That's mockumentary.
That would be more just like a TV show.
Oh, wait, what's that mean? Like, mockumentary?
Mocking a documentary.
Sort of.
Mockumentary is like if you're mocking a documentary.
Okay.
You're making fun of a documentary. But like, dude, I'm not going to talk about it because I think that's probably going to be one of our next episodes is our favorite TV shows. But we need to clarify that when we do our TV shows episode, it's live audience and whatever. But right now, we're just doing live audience ones. So, off the top of your head, your knee-jerk reaction, what's your number 8 live studio audience sitcom? You got 10 seconds. 10, 9.
Wait, what? The fuck did you say?
7.
I don't understand the question.
I'm not asking you. You're panicking like it's a goddamn...
I was looking at my phone. I thought you were talking to me.
You lost me there. What?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Are you going to wait till 1? 5, 4,
What was 3. The question?
What's your all-time favorite dick to suck? I don't know.
Number, what is your number 6? And you said The Office.
Well, okay, wait. Number 6.
You can't count The Office. So think of another one. Go, boom.
Okay, third rock from the sun.
That was pretty good.
That was a pretty good knee-jerk reaction thought. Why?
I mean, it was funny.
I would agree to say that that could be an honorable mention for me.
I mean, it was definitely funny.
Oh shit,
dude! I forgot Drake and Josh.
Oh, dude, what was that one dude, French Stewart, the guy that plays the one guy that's always like, and I think his name's French Stewart. And it's like, I was a woman.
Dude, you sound like nothing, man.
Oh, my fucking hand, dude! I got cramp. It hurts like a bitch. Oh, anyway, what?
You're number 6.
Oh, my number 6.
Third Rock from the Sunset. That was a good one. That was your best answer so far, other than That 70 Show.
Okay, this one I'm pretty sure you've never seen.
You don't fucking know
this
me.
This is an old black and white show. This is like one of the original sitcoms.
Because we do stuff together, don't mean you know me.
The Honeymooners.
One of these days, Alice.
Huh? I'm not talking about Cedric the Entertainer and Mike Epps. That is a remake like movie, but
I'm talking about Pal Writing the Kisser.
What?
Isn't that?
Pal Writing the Kisser.
Yeah.
Okay. Like you might be
Pal Writing the Kisser.
Oh, I don't remember him saying
that. He drives a bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black and white show.
Yeah. I know that show. Don't judge me.
Don't judge you.
Don't judge me.
Don't judge you.
I haven't seen the whole thing, but I've seen, like, my granddaddy would watch
it. Well, there's actually, like, two versions. One, it's, like, a lost version, and there's, like...
Found footage?
No, it's just, like... Imagine it that. It was, like, a studio audience. It was, like, one of the first shows ever did, like, in front of a studio audience.
Yeah.
And the ones actually filmed first are, like, you have to get them on their own set, and then the actual show... that they put on TV or whatever. I don't really know how it works. That you can get those on a DVD set, and I've got that one. But that's a good show. One of these days, you know, Fred Flintstone's based off of Jackie Gleason.
Yeah,
he actually.
That is what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make
sure. Because they try to get. They said that Jackie, you know, that's the dude from, you know, Smokey and the Bandit. You know,
he was the one that played
Smokey. You know, the dude that's like chasing Bandit, mm-hmm. the cop. That's Jackie Gleason. That's the guy that played Ralph Cranston.
Really?
One of these days, Alice.
One of these days, Alice. I'll
slap your mama in the goddamn mouth.
Pow! All right, and I kiss her.
But yeah, he's supposedly he could have ended Flintstones way before, you know, they got big. And supposedly something went on about, like, they were going to get ready to pull a lawsuit because the whole, like, Flintstones is based off pretty much the Honeymooners.
Just been caveman time.
So... instead of suing or whatever, he backed out, and they're like, why did you back out? Because it was like a guaranteed win, you know? It was like, I don't want to be known as the man that killed Fred Flintstone.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Flintstones.
Me too. That's technically considered a sitcom. Is but it? Not a, like, well, they did have live tracks.
Yeah, so did Futurama.
Oh, yeah.
Or not Futurama, the Jetsons.
Yeah, but that's kind of in the same vein, though. That technically the Jetsons was
no, that's the Simpsons, ain't it? What I just did.
Yeah, the Jetsons were the Flintstones in outer space.
Yeah.
In the future. Anyway, your turn.
Number 6?
I said the Honeymooners.
Big Bang Theory.
Good. Why?
Because that was a show, like, this is going to get kind of sentimental, but I don't know if I mean to. That was a show, like, my dad had just stopped working on the road, and he had been watching it on the road, and then he showed it to me.
I picked that show up out of nowhere.
And I kind of was like, he kind of wanted me to watch it with him, so I started watching it. So then I had to go back and catch up to dad watching it, because, like, as soon as I watched it, boom, fell in love with it.
All right. When that show came out, I did not give it a chance. I knew what it was. Like, I remember it, but it was out about the same time as How I Met Your Mother. And it was like 3 shows that was out about the same time that I didn't know which one was which.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in that. And that's kind of. But then one day, Somebody gave me the DVDs of like the first couple seasons.
And the whole universe is like it's in a hot, dense sleep
state.
State. That nearly something 100 years ago.
Yeah, but I was sitting.
Something like, started. Something.
I just decided to start watching.
The earth began to jump, and then it was developing
something together to build the pyramids. Oh, dude, I forgot about something. A sitcom. The chick that plays Penny. She was on a sitcom when she was younger with John Ritter. You know who that is?
Yeah, you told me about this.
Eight Simple Rules.
Yeah.
For that she was the one of the daughters. Now speaking of John Ritter.
God, I wish we had a fucking sign language to tell you what I'm thinking because I don't want to put it out there.
Speaking of John Ritter and sitcoms, you ever seen fucking Three's Company?
Yes.
That's a great. I didn't even think about that earlier.
That's a good show.
Yeah. You know, there was a spinoff series. There was two spinoff series of that show. One's called Three's a Crowd.
Never seen that one.
The Ropers.
The Gropers?
The Ropers. They were the landlords, people that they rented from. And then
Don Knotts and...
No, the one before Don Knotts came because they were like, hey, we're dipping out. And then when they dipped out, they did their own show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then Don Knotts was like the dude's brother, and he took over as the landlord. And then when the show ended, they left the apartment. And it was like... All right, so John Ritter moved on to somewhere else, and he opened a restaurant, and his show was called Three's a Crowd, because he got married or something. But yeah, what did I say?
Did you even say anything?
You said Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, I said Big Bang Theory.
We got on John Ritter.
Yeah. Nah, I didn't get on John Ritter.
Ooh, Ellie, would you get on John Ritter? If he was alive?
No.
Doesn't he have a son that plays in shows?
Fuck, I don't know.
I think he does.
Little Ritter?
No. I think he played in, fuck, I know what this is. He played in, oh, dude, that's a good-ass tip. We need to do TV shows next. Have you ever seen Parenthood?
Mm-mm. Wait, I seen a movie called Parenthood.
No, it's a TV show. It's got Dax Shepard in it.
I thought that was the Parent
Trap. I
thought that was the Parent Trap.
I think John Ritter's got a son, and I think he plays the English teacher in Parenthood. That's fucking the mom. One of the moms. Anyway, Lee, what's your number five?
My number five...
And explain it, man. You haven't even talked this whole fucking 30 minutes.
Mine would have to be Friends.
That's your what?
My number five had to be Friends.
I ought to come back there and fuck fight the shit.
I ought to come back here and fuck you. I mean, fight you.
What I meant to say fight.
You can say quicker fuck the shit out of you.
That's what I meant to say. I meant to say fight.
Lee, what do you think about that? Lee, he's about to come back here and dick you down. You better watch out.
I'm laughing like that.
Please don't. He's unzipping
his pants. Oh no, don't stop. Anyway, who's your favorite character on Friends?
Ross.
Ross?
I said Ross, not Ross.
I got a funny story about Friends.
Oh, I got a bunch of friend stories.
Yeah.
I'll wait till we get there.
Wait, tell me a friend story.
Tell me a friend story. I can't fucking English.
Tell me a friend story, Lee.
A friend story?
Yeah. Come on. Spit it out.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
You have two friends right in front of you.
Tell me a funny story, Lee, about Friends.
About Friends?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how we get locked in buildings and random places.
That wasn't me. That was him.
Shut the fuck up.
That was not
Shut
me.
Shut the fuck up.
I was outside of Coyote Ugly dying laughing.
Oh, we're not going to talk about that.
Yes, Lee, I will. I'll wait till my turn to talk if I have to.
Why is that? What the fuck?
All right, so anyway, we're in Nashville. Downtown
Tennessee.
Nashville. We're trying to find a place to drink liquor.
Alcoholic beverages.
We're all over the age 21.
Well, hold on. Why are you telling a story? Lee, you brought it up. You tell the story.
Yeah, I want you to tell it.
Tell the story.
From beginning to end.
Come on.
I can't tell the story.
Bullshit. Come on. You brought it up.
You can talk all the other times.
I can't tell the story because I...
can't tell the story. The camera's rolling. Because I wasn't there. I mean, yes, I was, but I kind of wasn't.
Exactly.
Tell the story, Lee. We were walking down the street.
And then what happened?
Yeah, and then what were we looking for?
We were looking for bars.
We were looking for bars at a street full of bars. Anyway.
And we opened the door of that one bar and got stuck in there.
Well, mind you, the reason we're looking for bars
is because of
COVID.
Yeah. Wasn't it?
Yeah, because all the bars were closed because of COVID-19. Oh, yeah, that's right.
So we opened the door to this random building, right?
Mm.
And what was there?
Nothing.
No, there was too something. What was it?
It was supposed to be a bar, but like it was locked up.
It was like no. We opened the two doors, and there was only one way to go, right?
Yeah, in and out.
You fucking idiot! Talking about the stairs.
There's only one way to go: in and out.
God. All right, so what happened?
We opened the door.
We opened the door.
How many of us was there?
There's three of us.
No, how many people were there together?
Total.
All those five.
All right, so how many people actually went into this so-called bar?
It was only three that went in there.
All right, what'd the other two do?
They was out there on the street somewhere.
Right out the door. It was right outside the door.
So what happened exactly as soon as the three people went into this so-called bar?
We got locked in.
You're not telling the story right. What happened? Like, where did you go as soon as we went into the doors?
I went downstairs to see if the bar was open.
Yeah, and then what happened next?
Well, I found out it wasn't open.
So then what'd you do?
And then I come back upstairs.
Uh-huh. What'd you come upstairs to?
My friend freaking out, screaming at the door, trying to get out because we was locked in the building.
What was he screaming?
He was screaming that the door was locked.
Yeah, but what was he doing? What was he doing?
Pulling on it, trying to open it, anything else.
And, like, what was happening on the outside of the bar?
I was laughing.
Oh, yeah, the other two were standing out there videoing us laughing about it.
Dude, the fucking funniest part is he's saying this friend, and the friend is you that was yelling at the fucking door. Dude, oh my God, when you finally got the door up, like, so, okay, I'm trying to paint a picture, right? There's a fucking thick-ass glass door, right?
Where are you doing?
I don't know. And, so there, he's looking at me and he's just like miming because like he's yelling and they can hear him in there, but we can't hear him out there. Justice has got his phone out and he's just fucking cussing and raising all kinds of hell and there's nothing we can do and we can't hear him. And I'm like, so I walk like half a block away because I'm like, I don't want to be
here. You're on the phone.
Yeah, I was on the phone. I walked half a block away because I didn't want to be there when we had to call the cops or something. And then, dude, he finally got the door open, and, like, it went from, like, nobody talking on the street because, you know, nobody was really there to, like, him open the door. You motherfucker, god dang it!
They were just walking by, like, what's his problem?
They were like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy?
God damn it, you're going to sit there, pull your goddamn phone out of me, record me, and I'm stuck in this motherfucking building.
It was so fucking funny.
Just standing there.
But there was nothing we could do, man.
And Lee's in there like, ah, well, they're closed. I'm like, god damn it, we're stuck. And what the fuck? Like, I'm the only one that seemed like I gave a fuck that we were stuck in this random building.
Who did that? Who was number five? Is that his number five?
Yeah, he said friends. We just started talking about friend stories.
Let's do your number five.
Number five.
And then we'll do mine, and then we'll take a commercial break.
My number five is the Munsters.
That's a good one. I put it on my honorable mentions. I haven't seen it enough to put it in my top 10. I could put a lot in my honorable mentions.
I got this complete series. It's okay. It's a good older one.
My honorable mentions is like a slut.
I like it better than Adam's Family, the original Adam's Family sitcom from back around about the same time.
Are you all right?
I drank that coffee.
That one? Did that give you indigestion?
Something like that. It's probably got milk in it.
Yeah, I'm lactose as well. Shit.
Alright, so that was my number five, the Munsters. You got Herman Munster, you got Grandpa Munster, you got Lily Munster.
My number five is Full House.
Okay, we just discussed Full House, so you want to talk about it?
Nah, I don't really want to talk about it, but I will just say that that's my number five. But we're going to give you guys a little entertainment.
Entertainment?
No, we're just going to just cut to commercial break. Before we cut the commercial break, I want to shout out to Lee's whatever the fuck his social media is. What's your social media?
Late.
Your phone Lee. Number. Your social security number.
No, don't say it. Go to his Facebook, like his shit, follow him, whatever, all his stuff. Lee Handy, I'm sure that's what it is.
You porn.
Go to our YouTube.
His Tinder.
Ken Car Media, check that out. Go follow James. I'm not going to put his personal stuff out there because he doesn't want it. But if you can find James.
Doesn't want what?
People following you and shit on.
Fuck them.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Anyway, you can follow him. But go check out our Instagram, Can of Car Media.
Lee, you want to plug something right now?
Go check out our
Christian's ass.
Go check our YouTube, Can of Car Media.
Get your hand off me.
And go to our Facebook, Can of Car, Can of Space Car. And then go check out our Facebook page.
You got to spell it out because it's funky.
K-A-N-A space C-A-R-R is our Facebook. And then if you go to our Facebook page, it's K-A-N-A C-A-R-R space Media.
M-E-D.
Go follow us on there. You can go on anything where you get your podcasts. Follow this one. If you found it, then you're here now. But with that being said, we will be right back after these messages.
Sins away.
Welcome back. We are on.
I don't even know. They lost track. Who went last?
It is Lee's turn, and his number four.
My number four. I'm gonna have to say Malcolm in the Middle.
That's not,
damn it.
Damn.
That's not a sitcom. That's a TV show.
That's a sitcom. But that's not a like. It's not a like a set sitcom. Like a
spit
audience.
It out.
Studio. It's not a studio sitcom.
You can't say studio.
Studio sitcom.
You can't say live audience either.
Okay, studio sitcom. Malcolm in the Middle is not a. It's more like an actual just sitcom.
All right, so you gotta do another knee jerk reaction. You got 10 seconds to pick another one that has a live audience. 10, 9.
I love Lucy.
8. Okay.
Because I mean,
why? Because you love Lucy.
Yeah, because I love Lucy.
Why do you love Lucy?
I mean, she was always funny, and like she would always screw everything up. Like
she
everything.
She'd screw everybody.
Like she always Did screwed she? Everything up.
I thought she only screwed Ricardo.
Well, yeah,
Ricky,
like
Ricardo.
Yeah, Ricky.
Hey Fernando.
No, so
did he sound like that? Hey Fernando.
So anyway, you love Lucy because she's funny.
Yeah, she's funny, and she was always a screw up. Like she always did everything.
You love her
because
she's a screw up.
And she did everything wrong. Like
damn, Lee, y'all have something in common. He's fucking Lucy, bro. I never thought about that. Ah, Ricky. It's like Lee. I'm like, fuck.
Nailed it.
Ah, we're running out of shit. Lee, what the fuck? Ah! Damn, I'm gonna start calling you Lucille.
Lucille. Lee Seal.
I love Lucy.
I love Lucille.
I'm making a t-shirt with I Love Lucy logos. I Love Lucy.
Yeah, I Love Lucy.
He'd probably wear the fuck out of it.
I would.
Hey, I can make it. T-shirt company guy.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you. I made $400 today. Today and yesterday.
Continue.
It's your turn.
God damn it.
You fucking Ooh, I can't say that on podcast.
What?
Oh, I can't say it.
You about to call me a retard?
No. Don't say that. I was gonna call.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. What?
Nothing. Just say your number four.
Lee.
Lord have mercy. We're gonna get demonetized.
Give this guy the dick.
We're gonna have to demonetize this one.
All right. Number four spot for me is Smart Guy.
Yeah. What are you, a smart guy? What is the fuck is that?
Show this kid goes to high school and he's like a little kid, like 10 years old.
Is it the little black guy?
You can't say that on a podcast.
Okay, I said black guy. Is it a little African-American kid?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know where he's from.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Could be from St. Louis.
What's his race?
Floridian. I don't know.
All right. I don't know. What is it about? Is he like a genius?
I don't judge.
Is it like, a black version of Young Sheldon?
Sort of, kind of, but he's not like real super
gay, like
fancy, you know,
like fancy genius man.
Yeah, I mean, fancy schmancy genius man. Yeah. He's just smart kid. But yeah, it's on Disney Plus. It used to be free on that ABC app. That was good. I used to watch it on Disney Channel when I got home from school.
Disney Plus is not a sponsor.
No, I wish they were. All right, your turn, number four.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air. In West Philadelphia.
Oh, what the heck are you going to do?
In Barry. In West Philadelphia.
Born and raised.
On a playground is where I spent most of my days.
Chilling out, wigging, fucking getting my ass kicked. Some shit. Gonna fucking kick this goddamn... Fuck off.
So my mom got scared.
She moved to Bel Air. Ass packing.
To Bel Air.
And man, this cab smells like shit.
Went to Fort Cavern when it came near. It smelled like he just butt fucked the deer.
Please yeah. Sing the song.
Huh? The whole song.
I don't know the whole song.
I'll sing it. Try it. Here we go.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days.
Chilling out, relaxing, shooting some b-ball outside of my school when a couple of kids were up to no good started causing trouble in my neighborhood. And I got one little fight, my mom got scared and sent me
to
Land of Bel Air. I don't remember the rest of it.
Yeah, I whistled for a cab.
When it came near, the last plate said fresh and it had dice in the mirror.
It's open word poetry now. Then? But I thought
this cab was where I thought, forget it.
I'm not trying to get arrested.
Your home's the Bel Air. I pulled up to the house about seven or eight.
To sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
You missed the whole thing.
we tried, though.
I pulled up to the house around right. 7
what
already.
What about the part they
took out? To the cabin. The flight, the airplane?
Yeah, the part they took
out. I can't remember that one.
Where it's like...
Something
about... No, when he says, like, you move with the Unky and Auntie in Bel Air. And then it was like, I baked them pita with a... You know, and he's in his bedroom. She's packing his shit.
Yeah.
And something about make them fitter with she's packing my shit. She said you're gonna get the fuck out of here. That
is something about drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass.
Yeah, that's one reason I was like, first class, man, this is
nice. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass.
Hey, he didn't. He knew that, and I didn't.
Yeah,
I knew about it, but I didn't know the words. Anyway, that was my number four. We went way out of ship.
Anyway,
now it's gonna be stuck in my head all day.
All right, Lee. Christian, or your number four was Christian. All right, what's your number three, big man?
Mine would have to be Saved by the Bell.
That's a good one.
All right, why Saved by the Bell?
Screech.
Like, yeah. Yeah, oh, Screech. I always
like Screech. I don't like the real guy.
No. He's dead.
I know.
Is he dead?
Sorry, does that make me a bad person?
No, did he really die?
Yeah, he died of cancer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He died recently.
I did not know that.
Fairly recently.
Ricky didn't like Saved by the Bell that much, huh?
Well, I mean, I knew he went to be a porn star, but other than that, I didn't know.
He didn't be a porn star.
he just filmed
a chick on her wedding night.
Yeah.
Really?
Her and her bridesmaid.
Fucked him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dude, he fucked one of them in arse.
I've seen spat? It.
He also made a lot of money by...
Wait, don't act like you just didn't say, I watched it. Did you do it for pleasure? Or did you do it for research?
Have you ever seen celebrity porn? It's just one of those things. Like, did they really do that?
The only celebrity porn I ever watched is because April said that one of the Teen Mom girls, Farrah, stopped doing Teen Mom because she was a porn star, so I looked it up.
No, I've seen, all right.
But she knew about that.
Any wrestling diva or whatever that did it, like I've seen
Bella Thorne. No, that's not her.
Bella Thorne.
That's a fucking different actor. That's a redheaded actor.
Okay. Who?
The Belly Twins.
No, they didn't do the porn.
No. How do you know?
I would know.
Look it up.
I would get told. Now, fucking Paige, WWE wrestler, she had leaked videos from her phone. Her phone got hacked. Oh, dude, they're all out. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
She's British, right? She's like, I'm in the box. She's like, I'm in the bathroom again. And I'm practicing with the butt plug.
I'm fucking myself. I'm practicing.
And she got one of them inflatable butts. She comes out.
Do British girls say pussy? Okay.
He goes, yeah, it makes sense.
I'm going to take it out of my arse now.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah. Ooh, and that's it, nice.
Dude, she goes,
it was quite nice if you think about it.
But yeah.
Wait. Why are you still an accent?
Saved by the bell.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, fuck me, my pussy.
I mean, I always felt like there was
more. Always like being saved by the bell,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was me. I was one of those kids that was always saved by the bell.
Dude, you went to the same high school.
Shut the fuck up.
You went to the same high school.
I like that show because it was all about me, you know?
Dude, we went to the same high school, and when the bell rang, you still couldn't leave until the teacher said to leave.
Yeah.
So you never were saved by the bell.
I always was trying to get to class. I didn't say nothing about leaving.
How would you get saved by the bell getting to class? You'd be late.
Exactly. I was always late.
Shut the fuck up. You know what you're talking about. You're about as full of shit as a Christmas turkey.
You're number three.
We went to the number three.
Same school.
Big Bang Theory.
I agree. Dude, we've agreed on a lot of shit.
Alright, I like that show.
Moving on.
I mean, I just like that show. I mean, I've been rewatching it again here lately.
I've been meaning to. I'm gonna start another show.
Dude, I've been rewatching a few shows. Like, I started rewatching Stranger Things. Yeah. And it's like, you ever rewatch shows like, I'm not really feeling it.
I'm starting to finish.
And you're just as invested in it the second go around as you were the original.
Well, the show that I'm on right now is Mountain Monsters. Uh-huh. And then I just finished the latest episode, so I gotta wait until next week. But I'm fixing to start Eastbound and Down.
Oh, sweet. That's a good one.
What's that one about?
That's a funny show.
This guy goes eastbound and falls down.
Nothing to do with Eastbound. I don't even know why they call it that.
Eastbound and
Down. It's about an ex-baseball player that's trying to get back to the majors and his perils of getting there.
What is that when we start arguing? He's like, I can't stop yelling.
He said, you stupid bitch. I instantly regret saying that. But God, I'm just so mad right now. I can't stop yelling because I'm getting powers. But if I stop yelling, I can't do it. I'm sorry. But if I stop yelling, that means I lost the fight. So I'm really fucking sorry. I'm going to go right now. I will talk to you later. I love you.
That's a good show.
That's a good show.
What'd you say?
Anyway, hold on. Lee, what's the show you're watching right now?
Show I'm watching right now?
Yeah.
Forever Night would have to be my thing right now.
What the fuck is that?
that vampire movie about the Canadian...
A movie?
Yeah.
30 Days
Well,
of
it's
Night?
Well, it's a TV show. But yeah.
Oh, shit. That's why I asked you. You said it's a movie
It's a TV show, but...
It's a movie.
It's about a cop. It's about a cop who's a vampire.
Oh, shit.
And he tries to save people.
Like Blade.
What year was this made?
Huh?
Was it a newer show?
No, it's an older show. Like
it probably sucks.
Like the early 90s. It's like a... It's a Canadian... Like, it's a
so
Canadian...
So it's like a True Blood before True Blood.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a Canadian vampire show.
So moving on. Lee?
Yeah.
Number two?
No. I haven't done my number three.
Oh, did you not?
Skip me.
Also Big Bang Theory.
The Ranch.
Do you like Ranch?
It's Ashton Kutcher. What's the dude that played Hyde?
I forget his name. I don't really know his name.
That guy, the mom from that 70s show.
You know she's on WandaVision?
No, I haven't watched it.
Do it! It's over. There's only 9 episodes. Just binge it. Just binge it.
9 episodes.
Since we're tomorrow.
Red, he's on there. Sam Elliott.
You ever seen RoboCop?
Yes.
The original?
Mm-hmm. No.
You ever seen the original RoboCop movie?
No.
I've got it somewhere in the box. Red's
the guy that shoots his fucking hand off. Mm-hmm. Bang! That guy? Yeah, that's the dude that played Red on, if you didn't know that. If you've ever seen it, you watched the original RoboCop.
Like I said, I got it somewhere. I'll let you borrow it.
But no, that show's a really good, it's like a very, It's a roller coaster of a show, but it's so funny. But then again, it's like a very emotional show. You invest in the character arcs of it.
So,
number Lee, your number two.
Number two, two.
My number two. I Dream of Jeannie.
What is that?
It's I know what he's talking about.
Never heard of it.
It's kind of like
Lee, explain
it's about a genie.
Yeah, pretty much. It's about a genie and this guy frees her from the lamp.
But okay, so
what does he do?
I don't really remember a whole lot about it.
You don't remember nothing.
He was
about
like,
this
no, I ain't studied it for a while.
What's a moose nugget?
Okay, smarty pants.
Smarty pants.
Smarty pants.
What's a moose knuckle? I don't know. I ain't studying.
Lee, what's a moose knuckle?
Okay, smarty pants.
Lee, what's a moose knuckle?
What is a moose knuckle?
You don't know?
I don't know.
What is it? What is it?
I have no idea.
What animal is a moose knuckle on?
A moose.
A meese?
A moose?
What kind of moose? What kind of moose?
I don't know. Is there any? Is there more than one kind of moose?
No. Oh my god, dude! You can't say that on fucking TV or podcast.
You fucking idiot!
I said moose.
All right, we got like our friend's got a speech impediment.
He's got a lisp. If you haven't heard, every time he says S, it's like the backwards version of Mike Tyson. He said that. Oh my god, moose.
Anyway.
Oh my god.
So what the fuck?
What's a moose knuckle? What's a fupa?
Yeah, what's a fupa?
I don't know.
You don't know what a fupa is?
No.
You of all people should know what a fupa is.
Dude, don't say that, it's gonna get you in trouble.
I can't believe this shit, dude. You're gonna get beat. You're gonna get beat up.
Who?
Fucking dick, Handy. Dick's gonna get beat.
His dick's gonna get beat off. He's gonna get beat. Oh my god! Every time your mom whoops you, she's beating dick.
Don't beat on dick.
Don't beat on that dick.
Little dick.
I wonder how many times your dad said
poor that. Little dick.
Poor little dick's getting beat by his mom. All right, you're number two.
James Sanford and Son.
That's an honorable mention.
That's
I haven't seen it enough.
First show I ever owned the complete series of.
Really?
Yep.
I'll tell you my first show.
I used to go to my grandparents' house, right? And they had this old Polaroid VHS, like, you know, just a blank tape.
Yeah.
And there was episodes of Sanford and Son recorded on it. And I used to watch that same tape just over and over again.
Really?
It was pretty cool. And that's my number two.
My number two is obvious.
All right.
I'll let you guess. What's my number two?
Poop?
No. What's my... given what I haven't said, what's my number two? You, of all people, know what my number one is, but don't say it. But what's my number two?
That's every show?
Yes. It is that 70s show.
Oh, that 70s show? That 80s show.
That sucked.
That it did. 80s show.
But the dude who played... you did?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I know. It was
It wasn't bad, it but wasn't definitely good. Like calling it that 80s show made it like so much more hype than it actually
and
was.
It was garbage. That's why I hate it. If it had been a different name, it would have been all right.
Did they actually have one called that 80s show?
Yeah, it didn't last but like a few episodes.
It was
like
three, I've never heard of it.
Three or four episodes.
I remember it premiered. I remember I was being young, and I remember they like had all these commercials like, for the creator of that 70s show, that 80s show. And it's like,
uh-oh.
Oh, shit. And then it was like, it was gone.
Yeah.
It was gone as soon as it came out.
I've never seen it, so I wouldn't know.
I remember seeing the promos for it and shit. All right, Lee. Wait.
Yes, Lee.
At least your turn. Number
one.
One.
Ooh, hold on. I want to try to guess.
Number one.
All right, hold on. Before we do, I want to see if we can guess it. Based off as much as we know him, what's his number one favorite live audience sitcom?
Golden Girls.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
It's your number one?
Wait, is it written down?
Nah.
No, let me see.
Wait.
That's one I didn't write down.
Oh, you're lying, piece of shit.
All right, well, what's your number one you got wrote down?
Number one I got wrote down was Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
He said, it was Golden Girls. I didn't think of that.
Well, no, the Golden Girls would have to be my number one, though, if it was wrote down.
Fuck, I knew he's bullshit. As soon as yep, you're right.
Dude, Sabrina the Teenage Witch is an underrated sitcom.
Yeah, I did have the complete series of it, but I got divorced my ex-wife. That's the only show I had that she wanted.
Let's put that out there.
Just saying. Yeah, it's kind of like, I'm just over here like...
Bucking change the bummer.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck you want my...
You want to take my Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Getting in my
witch?
Shit.
You're anyway. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
All right, so Sabrina
yeah.
is your number one?
Sabrina'd have to be my number one.
Why?
I always thought it was cool.
I just wrote some shit down.
No, just because I really like this show and how she would talk to the cat all the time. So,
I mean, I know people that talk to cats.
I don't know anybody that talks to a cat, so, you know.
Tell your mission to my mom.
I'm just saying.
Do you have a cat at home?
I do.
Have you ever talked to the cat?
I do not talk to my cat.
You've never spoke to the cat.
I do not talk to my cat.
You've just lived amongst each other all these years.
Cats, you know cats can actually, like, understand, right? Like, not really understand, but they actually, like, if you actually sit there and just communicate to a cat, like, here, kitty, kitty, you know,
yeah.
they get used to that shit.
Come, kitty, come, kitty, come.
And he's just over here like, food, eat now.
Food, eat now, cat.
Box shit over there.
He's not even speaking.
But no, like, I don't
have... He's speaking relative
What's the name
terms.
Of your cat?
Nancy.
You have a cat named Nancy.
Yeah. I have a cat named Nancy.
Nancy. Why is it Nancy?
Because that was my grandma's name.
You named your cat after your grandma.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I want to... Can we test something real quick?
I'm not naming your cat.
No, give me your phone.
Why?
Or you use your phone.
For what?
I need you to look something up. And I'm going to look up a line that Sid from Ice Age says. Play it.
On YouTube?
Or wherever. Just a small clip. And then you say the same exact thing. And tell me that he does not sound like this motherfucker.
Okay, hold on.
Don't take your lisp out because I'm calling it out.
You can't take it. How do you just look at somebody who has a lisp and take your lisp out? You can't take your lisp out. I'm like, no shit, I've been dealing with it for fucking 30 goddamn years. I should get rid of it. You think I just wouldn't talk like it, you fucking idiot.
You sound like the fucking Donald guy from Walmart. Here you go.
Hey, guy.
Oh. Man, say something like that again.
He gay.
He gay. It's like he said he gay.
He gay.
And study it, okay? Well, you got.
Yep. It's definitely over. You're gonna let one tiny little 300-mile-wide asteroid ruin your plans?
That's actually the beginning.
All right, Lee, just say something like that.
Yeah, this is over.
No, he took his lisp out. He straightened his voice out and everything.
Lee, say, my name is Lee Handy. Lee, say it just
like
that.
Give him something with S's. Say, these snakes Lee. Are so pissing me off.
These snakes are so pissing me off.
Lee.
Yeah.
Say.
Say shit. Suck and succotash like Sebastian.
Say. Sunset sarsaparilla sucks super Soft. Shit.
Sunset
sarsaparilla sucks super shit. Say it. Calm down.
Okay.
Take a breath.
I'll tell you out of breath.
Sunset
sarsaparilla
sucks super shit.
Zit.
Say it without laughing out.
No, straighten your face. You're an actor on a TV show. You have to straighten your shit out.
Yeah. All right, come on. Think about your dead grandma.
Oh, wow.
No.
Oh, my God. I just had a death in the family.
I wasn't talking to you.
I know, but still, it kind of hits close to home.
I wasn't talking about your grandma.
I know. Anyway, Lee, Sunset sarsaparilla. He says sarsaparillas.
Sunset sarsaparillas.
Sarsaparilla, not sarsaparillas.
Start over.
Sunset sarsaparilla sucks. Super dick. I mean, super shit.
Super shit. Super shit.
Get your goddamn hairy arm off me.
Sunset sarsaparilla sucks. Super shit.
He tried so hard not to laugh.
All right. Hey, they say, I got a big hungry cock that's going to eat you motherfuckers. Say it, Lee. Say it, Lee. Say it. I got a big
cock. This is the reason you're a guest on this podcast is because you're part of the show. You got to do your only character, your only, well.
Wait, we're not even on camera, so this way you ain't got nothing you got to fucking look at. Yeah. Just like on actual fucking video, why you're looking the fuck away because you can't stop fucking grinning.
Can't look at a camera. For shit.
Well, I knew that.
Alright, say it. Say it. I got a big hungry cock that's ready to eat you motherfuckers. Say it. Come on, Lee.
Focus.
I can't focus here.
Get into character.
I can't focus here.
Alright, just look at the ceiling. I got a big hungry cock that's ready to eat you motherfuckers. Come on, Lee.
Come on, Richard. I believe in you,
killing
man.
Killing time.
Hold up.
I believe in you. Here we go with that shit.
Oh, here we go with the fucking every cleared his throat shit.
Every time.
Yeah, we're funny.
Oh, shit. Oh, fucking shit. Just say, I got a big hungry cock ready to eat you motherfuckers, man.
Just like you did in the video.
10 times.
10 times?
Yeah.
Was it really that many?
Probably fucking 47 times.
If not more.
We took more takes of you trying to get... All I had to do was take
we
one...
We took more takes of that than we did the whole fucking show.
I took one continuous
show.
Take. I was like, look to the left and just repeat after me. That's what it came out to. It's like... What the fuck just happened?
It was more takes in that fucking scene like, than the whole show. Say,
you little bitch Dave and you little bitch Ronnie, I'm making you my cop boys. You little bitch Dave and you little bitch Roddy, I make you my cop boys.
This is terrible.
You said it before. I got video evidence.
Go to our YouTube and check it out.
Evidence.
It's dude. We're gonna be filming again for a long, so you're gonna have to do this shit again.
Like fairly soon. Like you're probably gonna be part of I don't wanna spoil anything.
I got it.
For the listeners.
We got it.
Alright.
Fuck it, just move on.
Damn, I want to hear him say it.
Matt, we'll get him back later. What's your number one, Lee? You already did yours. Yeah. What's your number one?
Wait. Why is Golden Girls your number one instead of Sabrina?
The Golden Girls?
Yeah.
Because
they got big hungry cocks up so they eat you motherfuckers.
He's got a shirt.
Yeah, I mean, because they were a cool bunch of old women that actually like knew how to have fun.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
A big bunch of old women that knew how to have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
They turn you on?
No, but they do. I mean, they knew how to have fun for their age.
You think Betty White's hot?
I mean, she wasn't too bad, but.
Would you fuck her?
No.
Like,
you're fucking lying.
No.
You sure?
You're such a liar.
So if Betty White was in that back seat with you right now and we weren't here, you wouldn't be fucking tearing it up?
No.
And she asked you to.
She said, yeah.
And she said, give me that dick, Richard.
Probably if she asked me to. But...
All right. At least she did it. All right. You want my number one?
Mm-hmm.
Lee, I'm surprised you didn't write this one down anywhere. What do you think it is, Lee?
Well, knowing you, I'm probably going to say...
I have no fucking clue.
Knowing me, you're very
good. Is it either going to be the... Carol Burnett Show or Mama's Family?
It's Mama's Family. It ain't Carol Burnett Show, but yes, Mama's Family. Well, technically, Mama's Family came from Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Mama's Family.
You know that I've never seen that.
I know, you said it before.
I don't even know. I have no idea.
Wait, you like Mama's Family?
I like Mama's Family.
Maybe if I pull something up, let me see it.
I agree. I agree 100% on
that. I'm going to do that in a minute.
Mama's Family. I don't want to play
like the theme song or nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What the fuck did you drop, Lee?
My can?
An empty can.
Is it? Okay.
My number one of all time is the greatest sitcom of all motherfucking time.
What is it?
Friends.
I'll have to disagree.
I mean, you know what? Fuck off, dude.
I'm not a fan. I mean, you could be a fan. That's cool.
I'm a huge fan. Dude, that's the only TV show that I own every season of.
In a box set?
Yes.
That was an easy buy, wasn't it?
Yes.
He said yes.
I have a Central Park shirt.
Oh, okay. I have a Saved by the Bell shirt. It's not even on my top 10.
I
didn't say that.
I got the big box set, too, of Friends.
You got a big box set of Ron Jeremy's greatest hits.
No.
Friends, man. And my favorite fucking character...
is Ross.
is Joey. But... the story I was going to tell you earlier, you know the reason I started watching Friends, and this is going to be so embarrassing.
I've seen it like a bunch of times.
I'm going to fucking...
probably watched all of it, that's honestly, but...
The first crush I ever had was Lisa Kudrow.
You know I met Jennifer Aniston, right?
No, I didn't.
When I was a St. Jude kid.
My first celebrity crush was Lisa Kudrow. I masturbated to Friends, and that's how I started watching Friends.
Lee, you want to go watch Friends with Christian?
I was a younger fella.
On younger fella.
And it was on TV. Yeah, and you know, back in them days, you bumped the couch, you had to go to the bathroom if you touched your penis on anything.
Is it truly?
I don't know.
You've never been a teenager?
Once upon a time.
He went 9, 10, teenager.
He said one finger up. He said once.
He's like, I was 8, 9, 10, teen, 20.
I've been talking since I was fucking four.
it was the first time he beat off.
He's like, man, I'll tell you what. I was trying to conclude.
Did I ever tell you the story about when I first nutted?
No, I don't care.
I think I told you.
Dude, Lee probably wants to hear about it, but y'all can discuss that in your own time.
Why do you gotta get into this? How old were you when you first came?
I never wrote it down.
Do you remember the time?
No.
How do you not? That's a big moment in my life. In your life. not you nutting in my life.
I don't remember. I don't recall. Lee, do you remember the first time you nutted?
No, I don't either.
You just fucking got hard thinking about it.
No.
I
really don't remember.
I became a man, boy.
His voice just instantly changes. Oh, I've got a big hunger to cut my curls or eat your motherfuckers.
All right, I think it's time.
Shit.
I think it's time.
Time for what?
It's time.
Story time?
It's story
time. Lee, you'll get in on story time?
Story time?
Yes. Speaking of story time, Lee, you are the center part of one of our story times.
One of our most popular story times.
Oh, Lord.
You haven't heard
of it? I don't know, the last one was pretty good.
Yeah, I think Denim Dick Disease was better. Yeah, because remember, he was like, well, that's my life.
Sounds like the story of my life.
Yeah.
Don't do snow angels in a cow pasture. You get the denim dick disease.
Did y'all see that?
God damn it. We're going.
It looks like the fucking, the little skinny trees.
Looks like a bunker, man.
The skinny trees look like the Blair Witch's legs.
Looks like someone in a white shirt walking around.
Stop doing that. You always do that, bro, and it gets me paranoid.
When you get out of this car, he's just going to run up on your ass.
every time.
You're going to turn around like.
I always run, dude. Story time.
Do you ever run in leaves, and when the leaves like make the noise, it sounds like somebody steps right by.
And you go faster.
You don't want to turn around because, and you see your own shadow, and you think it's somebody else's shadow. It's like, oh, he's on me!
And then you're just running in the fucking woods.
It's just you. It's just your track pod. You echoing.
Yeah. Story time.
All right. I gotta think.
Why are we singing the Elmo theme song?
Was that the theme song, Elmo?
Yeah.
That was John Cena's theme song.
It sounded like Elmo's theme song.
You talking about Elmo's World?
Yeah.
What does Elmo say? You're just trying to see this little dude. He's a way. He's like an Elmo.
Is that Elmo?
Okay.
You know you're messing with Elmo.
There once was a fellow
named
by the name of Slob. Not washing it. He decided, well, technically he didn't decide. His parents made him decide he needed to get his ass a job. So, he decided to put in his earring and get to it. So, he stumbled down the street to the local temp agency, walked in the front door, and said with the most manly voice he could muster, "Do you have any job openings?"
Because I really need one.
I really need a job because my fucking old man won't tell me to get off my ass.
So,
the blonde-headed, chubbier lady... It was kind of a bitch.
I thought you were talking about Slob. Fucking dick mug.
Anyway.
Oh, that's such an inside joke we go in.
So,
holy fuck.
The chubbier temp agency worker said, "We might have a job opening at the local fluid factory." What do you mean, fluid factory?
I'm gonna piss myself.
It's a job with fluids.
Oh.
Oh, what's that? Shit. I think that's where my old man works. Are you not washing it?
Yeah.
Yes, that is my last name, not washing it.
It's my hobby too.
I think yes. I do believe that's where my old man works. So, he said, "I don't think I could deal with working at that fuck."
I can't.
He won't get off my fucking ass. You think I want to work with that fat piece of shit?
Anyway,
what else you got? I was like, "We ain't got nothing, sir." So, he's like, "God damn it, I'll take it." So, he proceeds to go home. His dad said, "Slob, you got your fucking job yet, fat, lazy bastard? Fuck you, Dad." "Yes, I got a goddamn job. I work in a goddamn food factory, you fat fuck." "The fuck you mean work in the fucking food factory with me, you little bitch?" "Did you hear what the fuck I said, Dad?"
"I guess I'm a man."
"Yes, I work with you, goddammit. Just get off my fucking ass." So, the next day, Slob was riding bitch on Dad's Harley Davidson. As they both approached the local fluid plant.
He said,
with both rocking purple hair.
Slop said, "We need a goddamn sidecar."
"I'm tired of riding bitch."
"Sidecar riding. Your fucking ass taking the whole seat up."
"God damn it, the seat ain't big enough for both of us, you bad bastard."
"I'm sitting on the goddamn license plate, motherfucker.
People think I'm your fucking girlfriend."
"Ain't my fault you like a goddamn dyke."
So, that's little Slob decides to go into his workplace, whereas Slob Senior worked on the other side of the building. "Thank God I gotta do your fucking shit, Pops."
I can't do the fucking voice, man.
"God damn it." So Slob enters the building. "Hey, my name's Slob.
How am I not watching it?
Supposed to be working here today. Don't give me no shit. My old man works in the fucking back." So, They place him on one of the production lines in the fluid factory. What am I doing?
You'll be stacking, slob.
What's that? As the leader of the crew said, fuck! You lift shit? God damn it!
Y'all are a bunch of pussies.
God damn it! It's fucking bullshit! My dad rides a fucking forklift, for fuck's sake! Don't I got no goddamn lead way around this bitch or something?
You guys are a bunch of fucking pussies.
God damn it! Like a fuck. God damn it! Gotta do everything around this bitch!
Just got out of here.
So. Little Slob did not make any friends right off the bat. Technically, never made any friends at all.
Technically.
So, Slob was working one day as some of the other employees decided, hey, let's try to be friends with that guy. So they approached Slob and said, hey, Slob, do you want to hang out with us on this holiday that is similar to Halloween, but not really Halloween, but kind of sort of Halloween? I mean, it's Halloween. Fuck you mean? Is it not Halloween or what? God damn it.
What the fuck is it?
Have you seen my discount Halloween shirt from last year? It's fucking sweet. It's got a skeleton on it. God damn, it's fucking nice.
God damn it.
So where the fuck are we going? We're going to this haunted house. Slob. Can you just enjoy it? I guess, god damn it. Let me ask the old man. He picks his phone up and calls Slob Senior. Hey, Pops! Can I go with the guys down to the fucking haunted house? Going where, god? What? Going to the goddamn haunted house to have fuck dad? Did you not hear what the fuck I said? What?
Oh, dude, I'm gonna pee myself. Can I please take a piss?
Hey, what the? Hey, you can't even. You're even like walking down the hallway and the light ain't on. Fuck you, man. Yeah, you can go. Mike, gotta pick your ass up. Goddamn it, Dad, I ain't no fucking bitch.
Sure, you motherfucker.
Slob, you ain't even got a goddamn driver's license. Fuck you, yeah, you look bougie.
What? A little what?
Lazy bastard.
You little what?
Anyway, the next day, they're all riding, and Slob's in the back seat being antisocial as fuck. They get in the haunted house. Slob in the back of the line. Everybody is getting scared. Left and right. And all you hear is Slob in the back. You guys are a bunch of pussies. Not even that scary. God damn it.
Why are you guys running?
Why are you running? Fuck.
As he smokes a cigarette out of breath.
This is fucking bullshit.
I didn't come here for exercise.
I didn't want to pay to fucking run. I should have stayed home and mowed the fucking lawn.
As they got to the next building, he said,
guys are a bunch of pussies.
I'll go first.
I'll go first, show you how big a man I am. You better be watching. As the worker of the haunted house slams the door behind him as he went in by himself. What the fuck? Shit! Guys! Guys! Oh! Dad! Fuck me! What the? Is that a goddamn dog? Oh, fuck me, Dad! get the goddamn chainsaw away from me, you piece of shit!
God damn it!
God damn it! Fuck me! Oh, there's the end! There's the fuck! Thank you, God! Thank you, God! I saw it light up! Dude, that wasn't even that scary!
You guys are a bunch of pussies!
Holy shit! You thought that was scary! You're just a bitch!
I did it by myself.
Oh my god! I'm gonna go to the bathroom now. Gotta change my fucking underwear. They tore because the guy with the chainsaw came up to me too fast.
Oh shoot.
I'm going home to watch anime. The next day.
Oh god damn it, I gotta pee.
Slob awoken. What's all this beer here for? How the fuck did I get home? What the fuck? Who put this condom here?
Why is it in my ass?
Dad! 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 Dad!
Come here, look at
me. As he heard a voice behind him on the other side of the bed. What, son? What the fuck?
Your mom had to work late.
Yeah. What the fuck happened, Dad?
You was there.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't, Dad. What the fuck?
I was in a haunted house.
I was in a haunted house with a bunch of pussies. And then he turned to the other side of the bed, and there was Little Dick Handy. And then Little Dick Handy looked at Slob and said,
That was good. That was good. All right. So. To end this episode, we will be right back with a special presentation from a new band out there called Seed.
I'm just going to do a test run. Seed.
Elijah's hurt. The news today, it seems my wife has gone away. I close my eyes, begin to say, and to myself, I got the whole damn place. My mouth's wide open under the porch light. Welcome to my place. I'll show you all my things with mouth wide open. With mouth wide open. Well, I just know that I'm ready be the man I wanna be. I'll take a shit off the porch side, standing up, it feels so right. My mouth's wide open under the porch light. Welcome to my place, I'll show you my big wing. We'll fly wide open
Now everything has changed. I'll show you all. I'll show you everything. My mouth's wide open. With mouth wide open. I'll shave everything. Ooh, hell yeah. With mouth wide open.
I'm gonna shave that motherfucker right now. Feels so good to get rid of that hair. Take it away, Johnny.
If I had just one wish, only one demand, it would be not to use my hand. But I would grab my ex-wife right by her hair. I'd swoop her up with mouth wide open now. My mouth wide open under the porch light. Welcome to my place. I'll show you all my things. With mouth wide open, now everything has changed. I'll show you all. I'll show you everything. With mouth wide open. With mouth wide open. Oh, I'll show you everything. Ooh, yeah. With mouth wide open.
Wide the fuck open!
Well, that was interesting.
That's a really good, decent band. You should probably check these guys out.
Seed.
Seed.
Also known as Butt Deed. I mean, just playing.
They got plenty of names, but we hope you enjoyed it. We've been working with these guys, and, you know, they wanted a chance, so we said we put them on the podcast. So...
Actually, that was us.
Yeah.
If you didn't recognize.
My mouth's wide open. The whole time, dude, fucking Lee's back here singing it. Like, it's like that
Lee, song. What's your favorite part?
I don't know. I mean, it was an all-in-all good song. I like that.
Sing the chorus.
Like, did it like, warm your heart?
Yeah, definitely.
Like,
sing the chorus. I know you know it.
No.
All right, you either can sing the chorus now, or you can say, I got a big, ugly cock that's ready to eat you, motherfuckers. Say it, Lee. Come on. We're about to end this. Say it. I got a big, ugly cock that's ready to eat you, motherfuckers.
Okay.
Okay.
I got a big, ugly cock.
I got a big, ugly cock.
You gotta say it like the
Russian. I got a big ugly cock right here. Fuck like, you, son of a bitch.
I got a big ugly cock that's gonna eat you, motherfuckers.
You gotta lean up. You gotta lean up real close.
I can't speak Russian, but okay.
You did it in the video. I got proof.
You got proof?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Well, okay, now what?
Lee, I'm going to look it up and I want you to repeat it.
I've got a big, hungry cock. Okay, while he's looking that up, before we end it, I just want to, again, shout out to our YouTube, Canna Carr Media, KannaCarr space media. Go ahead, grab a pencil, grab a pen, grab a piece of paper. I'll wait. All right, KannaCarr space media. YouTube, watch, like, subscribe, and get ready for more videos. With that being said,
hold on, this motherfucker's gonna say it, and I'm gonna get him to say it.
And again, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you need, just follow us, like us, subscribe. Continue to get good content. Tell your friends about it. Listen, share it. Listen, hey, we also got merchandise, man. If you're local and you want a t-shirt with the Canacar logo. Hit us up. I'm actually wearing a Canacar hoodie right now. It's comfy. It's soft. It's fucking lit. Don't be a loser and not have one. I'm not pitching this. Right. I'm telling you to get it. All Without further ado, let me introduce to you Big Jim, the cockfighter of Northridge.
It's just a quote.
I got a hungry cock that's ready to eat your motherfuckers.
You know, say it. I got a big hungry cock.
I got a big hungry cock ready to eat you motherfuckers.
Go on, say it better.
One more time. One more time.
Say it. All right, you got to take you gotta pause. And then 3, 2, 1, then say it. Okay, it's like.
That way, after you say it, we're going to end it.
You got to say it loud. And we're going to end the podcast with you say, I got a big hungry cock that's ready to eat you motherfuckers. All right, hold on. 3, 2, 1.
I got a big hungry cock ready to eat you motherfuckers.